well supplied. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store and Meadowlark restaurant talking to Abner. Listen.
Abner, what in the world are them folks lining up out there in front for? I thought at first they was coming in for Lumberger, so I started making a batch of them. Then I realized that line went right on past the store. Weren't coming in here at all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's it for, you know?
I don't know. I don't think.
Couldn't be a sale over Dick Huddleston's store, because he's clean over on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be nothing that Luke Spears is putting on in competition to us, because he's too far down the road. The line wouldn't reach this far.
No.
Whatever it is, I ain't got time to bother with it now. I've got to get busy and answer all them telegrams that's been pouring in here from all the big restaurants.
You gonna answer all them?
Why, natural. I've got to. My nigh-ever-famous chef in the country wants to get the receipt for Lumberger, so I've got to send it to him.
Well, Lum, they'll all be in competition with you then. Be a shame for the Waldorf Astorias, for instance, running the Meadowlark restaurant out of business. Just when we got it going so good, too.
Well, I think there's enough business for both of us.
Yes, huh?
We'll handle the business around Pine Ridge, and I'll let the Waldorf take care of it for New York customers.
Well, that sounds like a fair enough arrangement.
The telegram I'm having the most trouble answering is that one we got from Mexico City. I can speak a few words of Mexico, but I'll be dead brained if I can write it.
Oh, that's harder, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've started it a couple of times, but after I get a few Mexican words wrote down, I ain't sure just what I said.
Yeah, well, Lum, they'll know. They can read that language all right.
Yeah, but I'd like to know what I said, too.
Yeah, well, that would be nice, yeah.
Might say something I don't mean. And in case they ever answer me, I'd like to know what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just can't help you none on that, Lum. I don't know that language at all.
Wish I had a book on it. Oh, by the way, Abner, you better get some more ice for them that damned oysters. I noticed last night the ice was just about melted.
Yeah, well, I'll take care of it.
Well, now, what about there, then? Where's that tub full of oysters? They were sitting right there last night.
It was.
Well, sure. You ain't moved them somewhere else, have you?
Let's see now.
Don't reckon somebody stole them.
Oh, I doubt that. Who'd want to steal them things?
Well, that's curious.
Yeah. Yes, order.
I wonder if Cedric taken them to school with him like he did that one yesterday.
Oh, no, I might not. Sure, he never taken them to school.
Well, what could have happened to them?
Yeah, that is curious. Of course, now, Lum, you said that you wanted to get shut of them.
Yeah, well, I hate to lose them outright. I'd take good money for them varmints. I was hoping we'd find some kind of use for them.
Use for them? I don't know what it'd be. Told you they can't lay eggs and couldn't sell the skins or nothing like that. I don't know what other use you'd find except eating.
Abner, get busy and see if you can't find them, son.
Well, I'll look around and see if I can open
it. I'd help you, but I've just got to get at these telegrams. Keep putting it off every day.
Yeah, well, you work on them and I'll hunt for the oyster.
Good morning.
Morning, Doc.
Yeah, howdy, Doc.
Nice day.
Yes, it is.
What's that lineup of people out there for?
I don't know, Doc. We was wondering about that ourselves.
People will line up nowadays. They don't care what it's for. If they see a line, they'll get in it.
Yeah, you're right about that, Doc.
If people see a line nowadays, they'll get right in it. Don't ask any questions. What are you doing there, Lum?
Well, I'm trying to answer some of these telegrams we've been getting. I'm sort of stuck on this in here. It's that one we got from Mexico City, the hotel reformer down there.
Oh, yes. Nice place.
I want to write it in Mexican, but I don't know their language good enough.
Yes. Well, now, I might be able to help you, Lum. I know a few words of Spanish, picked it up here and there.
Can you sure enough help me, Doc?
Well, we can give her a try. Just exactly what is it you want to say, Lum?
Well, I thought it would...
The word for friend is amigo. A-M-I-G-O. Amigo. Meaning friend.
Yeah, well, maybe we can use that someplace. Anna, I thought I told you to hunt for them oysters.
Well, I'm going to do it in just a minute. Just noticing some telegrams here that I hadn't saw before. Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant.
You can read them some other time, Abner.
Guests refuse this to leave dining room until we serve him Lumberger. Will you rush recipe? Because soon, either he or his five-day reservation will expire. Johnny Burke, Chief, Hotel Last Frontier, Las Vegas, Nevada. told us you better do something about that one, Lum.
Yeah, well, I'll answer these as fast as I can.
Hate for that feller to get expired out of there. Well, here's another night, so. Many of our patrons are inquiring about your new sandwich, the Lumberger, and are asking what it is. Would appreciate your sending the recipe. Eugene's, world famous for seafood, Milwaukee whisk.
Yeah, they're coming in from just everywhere. Well, let's see, where was we at now, Doc?
We've gotten as far as Amigo.
Yeah. From Eddards, Lum and Abner, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. I would appreciate receiving your recipe for your famous Lumberger, with you featuring it on our menu here at the Netherlands Plaza. We want to give Sim, Nat, I.N. the same advantages as the good citizens of Pine Ridge. Thanks and best wishes, Max Schulman, General Manager, Hotel Netherlands Plaza. Well, Doggy, here's another.
Where was that from?
The Hotel Netherlands. What Plaza, I believe.
Oh, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
I got a postcard from Cincinnati once.
Good about your Lumberger.
That's interesting.
Would like to know in greed I am. Somebody here might like it.
Well, all I know is there's a sign on the hotel which says, take the elevators from the roof and get an eyeful of the city.
George M. Mordecai, Omar Khayyam's restaurant, San Francisco, Ellis. Well, if they got anybody there like Ulysses S. Quincy, they'll sure like them. That one that eats five of them sandwiches every day.
Oh, yeah, he's our best customer.
Oh, he is.
Well, Abner, you get busy on them oysters and let me and Doc get to work here.
Yeah, all right, sure, I'll do it.
How far had we got, Doc?
Amigo.
Yeah. Well, first,
meaning friend.
Yeah, I know. That'll be a good word to work in there, Summers, but I'd like to start off with dear sir.
Dear sir, that's nice. Conventional.
How do you say that in Mexican?
Conventional?
No, dear sir.
Oh, well, let me see now. Dear sir.
I'm pretty sure the word for sir is senor, but I don't know how to say dear.
Yes. Well, maybe we can change it a little then. How about saying dear friend?
Yeah, that'd be fine, but I still don't know how to say
dear. We could use our word right there, amigo. A-M-I-G-O.
Yeah, but Doc, you see,
that means friend.
Well, we still don't know how to say dear, though.
Oh, yes. Well, in that case, let's say senor, amigo. Leave out the dear.
Is that all right?
I think that's acceptable. It's friendly, respectful. Yes, I think it's all right.
Well, good. Well, leastways we're getting started now.
Amigo is spelled A-M-I-G-O.
I know. Now then, I want to say, was happy to receive your telegram.
Yeah?
How would you say that, Doc, in Mexican?
Lum, do you have any occasion in there to say, the man buys a large hat?
No, I don't believe so.
That's el hombre compra un sombrero.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that much fit in with what I want to say.
Now, if you want to change that to the woman buys a large hat, you say, la mujer. Buy us a large hat.
What's everybody buying hats for?
Abner, you ain't supposed to be listening.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, Mr. Abner.
Oh,
Mr.
yeah,
Abner.
What is it, Cedric? You ain't supposed to be in here.
Well, I just wanted to give you this money.
Well, good. Thank you. You better get out there again.
Yes, Mom, I'm off to the races.
What was Cedric giving you money for, Abner?
Nothing. He owed it to me.
Right, young boy, Cedric.
Well, let's see here. So far, we got down Senor Amigo.
Yes, then you wanted to put down the man or the woman buys a large hat.
No, Doc, I'm afraid I can't use that. Wish we had a Mexican grammar book to help us with this.
Well, now, say, I've got one, Lum. First year Spanish book. Abner, will you go back in my office and find that Spanish book of mine to my desk drawer?
Yeah, sure, I'll get it, Doc. I think.
And look for them oysters, too, Abner.
All right.
Look at that line out there, Doc. It's getting longer all the time.
Yes, I was noticing that.
What in the world can they be lined up for? They'd give anything to know.
You know, Lon, it might be something important.
Yeah, it'd be a shame to miss out on it, wouldn't it?
Yes. Wait a minute, Doc. I'll with you, Lon.
Well, hurry up. We don't want to be late. Come on.
She went out there an hour ago. Everything's probably sold by now.
Yeah.
Can you see where the line leads to, Lum?
Well, it looks like it's some kind of a stand down there, like a lemonade stand. Looks like Cedric's running it.
Yes, bright young boy.
Well, he's got a big sign of some kind. Well, swan to goodness.
What's the matter, Lum?
Look what that sign says. Here now, in person, 50 real live oysters in their native shells. 10 cents a look.
Well, it looks like the old fellows are making some money out of those oysters after all.